Yes. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the PwC podcast.
Great to be here.
We are really diving deep today, pulling out some incredibly powerful, just timeless wisdom. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 3, an amazing
It
chapter.
really is packed with insight.
Yeah, and we want to sort of give you a shortcut, a way to grasp these key principles for, guidance, finding some real peace, and just living wisely in this, well, pretty hectic world we're in.
And what's fascinating, I think, is how relevant Proverbs 3 still is. I mean, it's ancient text, right?
Right.
But the core human stuff, the challenges, what we aspire to, it hasn't really changed that much.
So true.
So this chapter offers guidance that just hits home today, just as much as centuries ago. Our aim really is to pull out those essential ideas and see how you can actually use them.
Make them practical. Okay, let's jump right in then. A really foundational idea starts us off. Total trust in God.
Yeah, verse 5. It's probably one of the most well-known verses.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. It sounds simple enough, but unpack that for us in terms of like modern life.
Well, think about how much pressure there is today to have it all figured out, to be self-reliant, have all the answers.
Definitely.
Proverbs 3.5 flips that script. It says, hey, maybe real strength isn't about your limited viewpoint. Maybe it's about tapping into a wisdom that's, well, bigger than yours.
Okay. So it's not about not thinking, but about acknowledging our thinking is incomplete.
Exactly. It can actually free you up from that anxiety, that feeling you have to have perfect understanding before you move.
That's a huge perspective shift. It's like admitting we only see a tiny corner of the jigsaw puzzle. So this try it's not passive, is it? It feels like an active choice.
Oh, absolutely active. It's a conscious decision, isn't it? To place your confidence somewhere beyond just your own reasoning or feelings. It's about letting go just a bit of that need for absolute control and being open to, well, a different kind of direction, one that maybe sees the whole map.
I like that. Seeing the whole map. Now, Proverbs 3 also talks quite a bit about the rewards, the benefits of getting this wisdom and living righteously.
Yeah, it uses beautiful language.
It does. A garland of grace, a chain of honor. Very poetic. How can we sort of translate that into today's world? What does that look like for us?
Okay, think of it like this. That garland of grace. Maybe that's the kind of favor or goodwill you find coming your way when you consistently operate with wisdom and integrity.
People notice that.
They do. People are generally drawn to others who show good judgment, who are kind. And the chain of honor. That could be the credibility, the respect you build up over time.
Right, through ethical choices, insightful actions.
Exactly. So, in today's terms, you might see that as well, stronger relationships, maybe more influence at work, and definitely a deeper kind of inner peace, that feeling of alignment.
That makes sense. People trust those who walk the talk, so to speak. And tied into this, the chapter really stresses discipline. It says, don't despise the Lord's discipline. How does discipline connect with wisdom?
Well, discipline is basically the engine, isn't it? It's what allows wisdom to actually take root and bear fruit in your life.
Okay, so it's the doing part.
It's the doing part. It's the commitment to act on what you know is wise, even when it's tough or you don't feel like it.
Yeah, especially when you don't feel like it.
Right. Discipline, it shapes your character over time. It helps protect you from those impulsive mistakes we all make, and it builds the habits that lead to better outcomes down the road. It's practice.
Got it. So trust first, then understanding the benefits of wisdom fueled by discipline. Okay. Then the chapter shifts a bit, doesn't it? Towards our interactions with others, generosity, kindness.
Yes, verse 27. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's within your power to act.
Pretty clear instruction.
Very clear. And it highlights something fundamental about just being human together. Our actions matter, they have impact.
And it's not just about money, right? Good can be many things.
Absolutely. Your time, your skills, just listening with empathy, anything positive you have the capacity to share. The key bit is when it's within your power. If you see a chance to help, to do good.
Do it.
It feels like the wisdom we cultivate inside should naturally flow outwards in kindness.
That's a great way to put it. One often leads to the other.
And you mentioned something earlier, or maybe I read it in prepping, about unexpected positive returns from being generous.
Yeah, there's often a ripple effect, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the main reason for kindness should obviously be genuine care.
Of course.
These acts tend to create positive energy. They build stronger connections, better communities. And sometimes, yeah, in ways you don't expect, that goodwill can circle back to you. It encourages this positive cycle.
A cycle of good. I like that. It reminds us we're all connected. Okay, and then Proverbs 3 gives really practical guidance for, like, the big life stuff, navigating decisions.
Yes, seeking God's direction. Verse 6 is huge for so many people.
Acknowledge God in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. Right. This speaks right to that universal need for clarity, for purpose, especially when you're facing those big forks in the road. Career, relationships, finances.
The big one.
The big ones. But the instruction is in all your ways, not just the crisis moments.
Ah, so it's not just an emergency hotline. It's meant to be a constant thing.
Exactly. A continuous practice in the job, in how you handle relationships, money decisions, even the small choices that make up your day. Mm-hmm. In all your ways implies this constant awareness, acknowledging God's presence, being open to his guidance.
Okay, and the promise attached is pretty significant. He will make your path straight. Clarity, direction.
That's the promise. It suggests that when you surrender your own, sometimes limited plans and you're open to his leading, you find the way forward becomes clearer. Maybe not always easier, but clearer.
So how do we actually do that? Acknowledge God sounds a bit abstract. What are some, like, concrete ways to practice that daily?
That's the key, isn't it? Making it real. Prayer is obviously central. Just talking to God, sharing your thoughts, your worries, asking for guidance.
Okay, prayer.
And reflecting on scripture, like diving into Proverbs itself. These words offer principles, God's perspective, that can shape your thinking.
So reading and thinking about it.
Yes. And also seeking advice, talking to trusted people in your life, people who clearly demonstrate wisdom and faith. They can offer insights, help you see things you might miss.
Right. Getting that godly counsel. These are really practical takeaways. This makes it less of a mysterious concept and more about active steps.
Exactly.
So let's boil it down even more. If someone listening right now wants to start integrating Proverbs 3, what are, say, two or three specific actions they could take this week?
Okay, a great starting point is simply focusing on those key verses. Maybe start your day reflecting on 3.56. Just consciously offer your plans, your decisions for the day, asking for that guidance.
Just a simple morning prayer or reflection.
Simple, but powerful. Second, actively seek wisdom. It's not passive. Maybe that means reading a bit of Proverbs each day, or listening to teachings, or even just intentionally reflecting on lessons learned recently.
Be intentional about learning.
Be intentional. And third, practice that timely generosity we talked about.
Look for the opportunities.
Look for them. When you see a need or just a chance to be kind and you can act, do it promptly. Don't overthink it. A small gesture, a word, whatever it is.
Okay. And maybe one more.
Yeah, maybe regularly check in with yourself. When making decisions, big or small, just ask, is this wise? Is this kind? Am I trusting beyond just myself here? Evaluating choices through that lens.
Those are super clear, actionable steps. Yep. And it's encouraging that it's about consistency, isn't it? Not huge, dramatic changes necessary.
Absolutely. It's the small, consistent choices that really add up. They compound over time. They shape who you become. They strengthen your connections. And they genuinely steer your life toward, well, peace and purpose.
This feels like a good moment to mention, if this resonates with you, we really encourage you to visit PWC, Pittsford Wesleyan Church. We'd love to connect with you there.
Yeah, definitely. Community is a big part of walking this out.
So wrapping up this deep dive into Proverbs 3, The core message seems pretty clear, doesn't it?
I think so. It's that embracing this kind of wisdom, this trust in something beyond ourselves, it really does offer a path to genuine peace, a clearer sense of purpose, and a more fulfilling life overall.
It really presents a choice then.
Right.
For each of us listening, are we going to try to navigate everything just based on our own understanding, which we've said is limited?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we willing to open ourselves up to this timeless wisdom, this guidance offered right here in Proverbs 3? It's like an invitation, really.
It is an invitation to a richer, more grounded way of living.
Which leads to maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on.
Yeah. Something to take away. If you were to consciously pick just one principle from Proverbs 3 this week. Maybe it's actively trusting God in one specific worry, or maybe it's looking for one extra opportunity to be generous, just one thing.
Focus on one.
Focus on one. What difference, what tangible impact do you think that might actually have on how you see things and what you do just this week.
That's a great challenge. Thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us today on the PwC podcast.
Pleasure to discuss it.
And hey, join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. We'd love to see you at Pittsford Wesleyan Church.